today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Salamu alaikum. Welcome. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio on a special occasion. Today is the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him. So please accept our condolences on this sad occasion. Today, Tuesday, is the 25th of Shawwal, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 26th of Ordibehesht, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 16th of May, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. I offer my condolences on the sad occasion of martyrdom anniversary of Imam Sadiq's martyrdom. As-salamu alayk, ya ibn khayr al-bashar. As-salamu alayk, ey garib madar. As-salamu alayk, ya ibn khayr al-bashar. As-salamu alayk, ey garib. Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq holds a critical role in the development of Islamic knowledge. Records indicate that Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, had over 4,000 students who would learn various subjects from him. This included both religious sciences, such as jurisprudence, exegesis, and hadith as well, other sciences, such as chemistry, medicine, mathematics, and astronomy. Some of these students included Ibn Hayyan, the famous chemist, as well as the figures in Islamic knowledge, such as Abu Hanifa, the leader of the Hanafi school in Islam. He was also praised by Malik ibn Anas, the leader of the Maliki school, as the most knowledgeable and pious scholar in their time. The Shia jurisprudential school takes their name from Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, peace be upon him. The jurisprudence taught by Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, was that of the Holy Prophet and the Imams preceding him. During the time of As-Sadiq, Imam As-Sadiq, peace be upon him, he was able to spread the knowledge of his forefathers, and hence the school is named after him. While Imam As-Sadiq is widely renowned and famously known for his role in Islamic sciences, he was also an extremely influential spiritual guide. The Lantern of Path is a profound book attributed to Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam, covering topics such as worship, behavior, the relationship between humans and God, and is revered by many. The Imam is also praised and known for his endless teachings on morality, from topics such as good conduct, manners, generosity, and more. Dear brothers and sisters, I express my condolences on the sad occasion of Imam Sadiq's martyrdom. Yes, today is the martyrdom anniversary of one of the Imams in Shia school of thought, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, peace be upon him. Thank you.
Abu Basir is one of the companions of Al-Imam al-Sadiq. He narrates what happened. He says, I went to visit Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. I went to visit the wife of Al-Imam al-Sadiq after he passed away. Al-Imam al-Sadiq died in the city of Medina. He says, I went to visit his wife. I went to visit his wife to console her, to pay my respect. Al-akhdh bil khatir, paying the aza. So he says, once I arrived and I saw his wife, Hamida, she was crying because she remembered Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. And he says, I started to cry as well. We both wept for losing such a great scholar, an ocean of knowledge, a beacon of guidance. So we started to weep the fact that Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam has died. Abu Basir then says, Hamida told me that, oh Abu Basir, only if you were there to see what happened in the final moments before Al-Imam al-Sadiq died. She tells him, لو رأيت أبا عبد الله قبل الموت لرأيت عجبا. You would seriously be amazed at what the Imam did right before he died. So Abu Basir asked, what happened? She told him, the Imam was on his deathbed. He was dying. In those final seconds, he opened his eyes and then he made a request. He said, gather all my relatives, whoever is related to me. And the Imam has many relatives, whether it may be his siblings, whether it may be his nephews and nieces, his cousins, anyone who was a cousin of the Imam, the Alawis, and maybe there were hundreds of them. He asked Hamida to gather all of them. And she says that we gathered all the relatives that we could. The Imam wanted to say one last thing before he died. You can imagine, this is the most important will of Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, that he wants to say this and then die. He wants this to be a point and a message and a will that his Shia never forget after him. So Hamida, she says that I gathered all the relatives, and then the Imam said this sentence, and then he died after it. What was the sentence of Al-Imam al-Sadiq? Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam said, "Inna shafa'atana la tanal mustakhiffan bis-salat." Our shafa'a, it's only five words. Our shafa'a, the shafa'a of Ahlul Bayt, will not include the one who takes his salah lightly. Anyone who takes his salah lightly will not receive the shafa'a, intercession of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, after they die.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid.
He is one of the four imams of the Shia school who are buried in Al-Baqi cemetery in Medina. Jannat al-Baqi is one of the holiest cemeteries in Islam. It holds the graves of many companions of the Holy Prophet and four imams of the Shia school, namely Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, Imam Ali al-Sajjad, Imam Muhammad al-Baghir, and Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, peace be upon them all. Jannat al-Baqi was once a beautiful cemetery with white tombs and golden pillars, built in the 1840s by the Ottoman Empire out of honor and respect for its sanctity. Unfortunately, since then, it has been demolished. Today is the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, peace be upon him. I express my condolences to all Shia Muslims, Shia brothers and sisters. Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq was martyred on the 25th of Shawwal. Devastatingly, the Imam was martyred by poison on the order of the Caliph al-Mansur on 25th of Shawwal. The tragic loss of Imam Sadiq is still mourned by millions around the globe. His young son, Imam Musa al-Kazim, peace be upon him, became the Imam after him and continued to uphold the mission of their forefathers, the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny. Today, the legacy of Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq continues to be a vital part of Islam's spiritual, intellectual, and cultural life. He was a man whose influence and importance far exceeds that of most historical figures from any period or culture, still serving as a source of wisdom and inspiration for over 1.5 billion Muslims today.
بانی روزه ها شیخ الائم بانی روزه ها.
Every single one of us yearns and longs for the shafa'ah of Ahlul Bayt. No one can say that I don't need the shafa'ah of Ahlul Bayt, alayhimu salam. I don't want or I don't need the shafa'ah of Rasulullah or Imam Ali or any one of the Imams. We need their shafa'ah when we die in the grave. When we are lonely in our graves, we want Ahlul Bayt, alayhimu salam, to keep us company. We want Ahlul Bayt, alayhimu salam, to be there with us, to help us. And then in the Barzakh, when we are questioned in our graves, we want Ahlul Bayt to be there with us. On the Day of Judgment, the 50 stages and stations of Qiyamah, we all need the Shafa'ah of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam to make it to paradise. And even if I do make it to paradise, I still need Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, because paradise has many levels. If I want to elevate in the status of paradise, that's through the Shafa'ah of Ahlul Bayt. What is the worth of paradise without Ahlul Bayt alayhim salatu wassalam? Al-Imam al-Sadiq says, if you want our shafa'ah, then do not take your salah, your prayers lightly. The one that takes his salah lightly will be denied this honor. The shafa'ah of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. Salah is not a priority. One day I pray, one day I don't pray. Salat al-Fajr. Salat al-Fajr, for many of us, it's difficult. One day I wake up, one day I don't wake up. Even the rest of the salat, salat al-dhuhr, asr, maghrib, isha, some people, they delay their salah until it becomes qadha, until the time finishes and it becomes qadha. This is an example of al-istighfafu bis-salah. I take my salah lightly. It's not something important. When salah is on the bottom of my list of priorities, this is the one that takes their salah lightly. You see how when there's a game, I see many people, when there's a game on Sunday, you see how we take it so seriously? The game starts at 6 p.m. Do people tune in at 6 p.m.? No. 5:50 they turn on the TV. Versus, look at our salah, it's always in the end. If I had time, after I finish everything, salah is in the bottom of the list. This is when you take something lightly, it's not important. You want to understand how to take something seriously? Look at how we treat watching these games that we love. This is when you take something heavily versus lightly, meaning seriously. Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam says, you want our shafa'ah? Take your salah seriously. This was the last will of Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. And then he died after that. He spent his life educating his companions about the ahkam of salah. You will find thousands of ahadith from Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam all about salah. If Al-Imam al-Sadiq believed that your salah was important, you and I should also believe that our salah is important. This is a lesson that everyone can learn.
Ya Abu Abdullah, Ya Ja'far ibn Muhammad, Ayyuha al-Sadiq, Ya ibn Rasul Allah. يا حجة الله على خلقه يا سيدنا ومولانا إنا
تعالى. Okay, that was all of today's special on the martyrdom anniversary of Imam al-Sadiq, peace be upon him. Dear listeners, please keep us in your prayers. في أمان الله.
يا وجيها أمر عند الله اشفع لنا عند الله